Unity. Unity Composite High School will be playing host to three Saskatchewan High School Athletics Association badminton playoffs. Districts are being held April 29 with regionals the following weekend on May 6. Provincial badminton is slated for May 13 at UCHS. Badminton provincial hosting rotates around the four regions in the province, UCHS teacher and badminton coach, Ken Parker, says. This year was Region D of which UCHS belongs. Of the schools in Region D, we were the successful recipient to host. Parker says this is the first time UCHS has hosted SHSAA provincial badminton playoffs. Once the bid was accepted, Parker was able to make arrangements to host regional playoffs that were originally scheduled for Meadow Lake. However, circumstances arose that allowed UCHS to trade next year's hosting duties for this year. UCHS athletes' efforts advanced 10 players to district playdowns on the April 29 weekend. UCHS has hosted regional playoffs in the past but not since 2012. Since we were hosting the final two stages, Battle West accepted the bid for UCHS to host district playoffs. We have hosted districts several times, but to do it this year made sense to allow our district athletes to get accustomed to the courts, sightlines, adds Parker. Hosting comes with its share of preparation, organization and protocols to follow. A guidebook of requirements is provided and based upon our experience in hosting badminton tournaments and UCHS will try to keep the games as the priority. Parker says the school has hosted provincial volleyball in the past, which is a more intense event given the large number of athletes competing in 2 days of games, with one of those days being a school day. Badminton tournaments are a one-day event. Volunteers are key. Volunteers are key to the successful hosting of any event. While Parker acknowledges he is unsure at present how many volunteers will be needed, he knows his badminton team is offering to stay and help if they don't qualify. Students have already approached him about working the gate and the booth. Without the need for minor officials and hosts for teams, there are far fewer volunteers required. Because Parker is coaching UCHS senior badminton teams, he has asked for help from a few people. Kyla Snell will serve as commissioner for the event so I can coach. With the games being in two gyms, I will require a draw master in each gym. I have a few ideas on that, but sometimes neighboring coaches will assist in calling out games and recording scores. These SHSAA events will include teams of boys singles, girls singles, boys doubles, girls doubles, and mixed doubles. District weekend will have 8 teams of each from Battle West District schools, which will include 64 athletes participating. The regional weekend will have 6 teams of each from Region D, Northwest, Central Valley and Battle West districts, which will include 48 athletes. Provincial weekend will have 8 teams of each from the entire province, which will include 64 athletes. Benefits of hosting. I have always wanted to host badminton provincials. The level of competition increases significantly from regional to provincial playoffs, Parker responds when asked how hosting benefits students and the school. My hope is that our athletes will benefit from watching highly trained athletes play this game. I hope that our junior players are inspired as well. He says it is also an opportunity to promote our school and our district as I am very proud of what we have to offer. I enjoy hosting events even though there is a level of stress that comes hosting. Parker notes that, unlike some other SHSAA events, the host school for badminton does not get an automatic spot for its team. UCHS athletes will have to qualify to take part just like every other school in the province. Their quest for these playoffs began April 26 with conference playoffs, with the top two teams in each category advancing to district playoffs. From there, the top two teams advance to regionals and the top two teams from regionals advance to provincials. UCHS is hopeful that some of their badminton athletes will advance through these playoffs, adding a hometown attraction factor to any of these events. Living SkyTech has once again stepped up to provide a live stream. Ryan Kabelski will be doing his magic by having a camera stationed above each of the 5 courts being used. Those who cannot attend will be able to visit one of five streams to watch any given court. Consider this like TSN1, TSN2, TSN3, says Parker. Since 1999, UCHS has attended provincial playoffs 8 times, with the last badminton medal earned by a UCHS student being a bronze won by Corey Coy in 1992, demonstrating that while athletes may be able to advance, it is challenging to bring home a medal. Unity Composite High School is a hub of activity. The latest is back-to-back weekends of badminton playoffs hosted by our students and staff, says Mayor Sharon Delfrari. School events bring young athletes to town, often with parents and coaches. It's an opportunity for us to share what Unity has to offer: many varied food choices, quality hotels, great shopping, and recreational activities. If you have the chance, take in the action at the senior gym. Cheer on our athletes showcasing their skills and make the visitors feel welcome.